今天我来和大家试想一个不常讲的一个题目。
Today, I'm going to encourage everybody think about a topic which is not we share very often.
在我们的一生里头，我们犯很多的错误。
In our life, we make a lot of mistakes.
有些大的，有些小的。
Some are big mistakes, some are small.
但是，我相信没有人敢说，我从来没有犯过错误。
But I believe nobody can say I never made any mistake.
我们犯错误，在谁的眼中是一个罪？
We often say we are living in the grace of Lord, but we're still a sinner.
特别是那些违背了主的旨意的事情，
Especially we did something against the Lord's will.
虽然我们变成基督徒以后，我们仍然还会犯罪。
Even after we become Christian, sometimes we still make become doing something sinful.
有人很不同意说。我们信耶稣以后不会再犯罪了。
So some people maybe disagree. They say after we become Christian, we never sin.
这个是不对的，
This is not true.
因为犯罪是因为做了一个错误的选择。
Because sin is when we made a wrong choice.
在伊甸园中，神告诉亚当说："园中的果子你可以随便
In Garden of Eden, God told Adam, say, everything in this garden, all the fruit you can eat.
”唯有这棵树上的果子，就是分别三个树上的果子，你不可以吃。
But this tree, the fruit on this tree, you cannot eat.
因为你吃的日子必定死，
Because once you eat, the day you eat, you will die.
所以这是一个选择。
So this is actually the choice.
你可以吃，你可以不吃。
You can eat, or you can choose not eat.
不是说你不吃就会饿死。
Not because if you don't eat, you are starving to death.
而是给我们一个选择，你愿意听谁的话，还是你不肯听谁的话？
Actually, it's a choice. You want to obey the word of God or you disobey.
很不幸的，亚当夏娃选择了谁不要他们做的事情。
Unfortunately, Adam and Eve choose get something God unlike it.
所以今天我们信了耶稣以后，我们仍然有这个选择权。
So today, after we become Christian, we still have the choice, this choice.
你可以遵守神的命令，你不去做一件事情，或是你要照你自己的意思去做这件事情，而违背了神的旨意。
So you have a choice to obey God's will to not doing this thing, or you can follow your own will doing something God dislike.
当你违背了神的旨意的时候，你就犯罪了。
So when you disobey God's will, you actually sin against the Lord.
所以，当我们做一个或犯一个错误的时候，如果是违背了神的旨意，我们就犯罪得罪神了。
So once we disobey the Lord, that time we sin against the Lord.
所以在我们一生里头。常常犯罪得罪神，
So even though we often disobey Lord,
但是 其中有一个非常大、最大的一个错误。
So, but among the sin, there is the biggest mistake.
就是我们说服自己，心想我们可以让神不纪念我们的罪。
So, the biggest mistake Christians make is thinking about God maybe ignore our sin.
谁会忽视我们的罪？
If God ignore our sin,
所以我们犯了罪以后，心里面还洋洋得意。
so sometimes we still, really thinking about God maybe ignore our sin.
却不知道这个罪进到我们身体里，进到我们生命里头。
But actually, the sin is get into our soul.
I 想第一呀，这个罪会直接的影响我们和神之间的交流，神之间的关系。
So the sin actually directly affect our relationship and communication with God.
我们以为没有关系，不晓得无形中我们和神的交流，神的关系。被罪所中断了。
So we thought maybe this doesn't matter, but actually, when you sin, you break the communication with God.
所以，当这个罪进入我们中间的时候，我们里边的时候，进到我们生命里头的时候，我们的祷告，神不再应允。
So when the sin get into our among us, inside of us, your prayer, God will not listen.
这诗篇在诗篇里头，诗篇66篇告诉我们说，我神如果犯罪了以后，谁不听我们的祷告？
So in the song, chapter 66, tell us if we sing, God will not listen to our prayer.
不是谁不听，不是谁听，没有听见，而是神不会。应允我们的祷告，
Not because God didn't hear from us, but he just ignore us.
我们变成罪的奴仆，
We become a servant of sin.
让罪来控制我们的生命。
And the sin will control our life.
罪是一种力量，
Yeah, this is a kind of force.
它的背后有撒旦。
Behind this force, there is a Satan.
来控制我们的生命。
To try to control our life.
所以很多时候，我们犯罪以后，我们失去了平安。
So often after we sing, we will lose our peaceful.
我们求神，神好像听不见一样。
So we pray for the Lord. Seems like the Lord will never listen to us.
我心想。如果谁继续的听我们的祷告，好像在鼓励我们去犯罪一样。
So if you will feel like if God continue listen to our prayer, it's like encourage us keep singing.
所以，当亚当犯了罪的时候，他怕看见神。
So after Adam disobey the Lord God, he is afraid of see God.
本来他和神可以面对面的谈话，
Before Adam can face to face with God and discuss.
自从他们犯罪以后，他们躲起来了。
After he sinned, he had hidden from God.
心中再没有平安。
So there is no peace in his heart.
所以，我们一个人犯罪以后，虽然没有看到神的审判马上临到我们，但是我们失去和神的一个交流。
So after we sin, sometimes we didn't see the punishment come immediately, but we will feel we break the communication with God.
没有神的同在，我们没有神的平安。
So without God with us, we will not have the peaceful.
所以我们的整个的人生会变得非常的不一样。
So our life will totally change.
这个是让神也很难过的一件事情。
So this is a very sad thing for God.
不单单是影响到我们和神的关系，并且直接影响到我们的家庭。
Not only affect the relationship with God, also it will be affect our relationship with our family.
在罗马书第14章，那地方告诉我们说，我们不是单单为自己而活。
In Book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 7, for none of us lives for ourselves alone.
当我们受到罪的影响的时候，我们影响到我们整个的家庭。
So when we sin, actually we will affect our whole family.
有的时候和夫妻两个反目，最后就离开了。
So sometimes couples will fight and eventually they will get separate.
在以前的时候，老时代。离婚的人是非常不幸的一个事情。
Long time back, the divorced couple is a very unfortunate, sad thing.
当下个世纪的末了，这个末世的时候，看这个婚姻完全不是这么一回事情。
So it started from the end of last century. Actually, the marriage become the meaning of marriage become totally changed.
如果我们和，我们就结婚，就是合在一起；如果不和，离婚了。
If a couple get along well, they will get married. But if they have a disagreement, they will divorce.
所以孩子也变成一个破碎家庭的一个牺牲品。
So, children become the sacrifice victim of the broken family.
不单单是这样子，因为家庭的不幸，影响到我们个人、我们家人的身体的健康。
Not only that, also the unhappiness in the family, it will affect our health.
很多的时候，因为我们的犯的罪，直接影响我们的健康。
A lot of time when we sin, actually, if directly affect our health.
有的时候，因为我们的情绪影响到我们的生活，
Sometimes our feeling will impact our life.
结果产生一些不幸的这个健康的问题。
Yeah, they will cause a lot of health issues.
刚刚我们读的《哥林多前书》11章。第13节、30节这个地方告诉我们说：“啊，因为我们不按理吃主的圣餐，我们犯罪得罪神，我们有软弱的，有生病的，死的也不少。”
So in 1 Corinthians, we just read during the Holy Communion, chapter 11, verse 30, they mentioned because some of you do the Holy Communion in unworthy manner, So there is a many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you haven't fall asleep.
所以最直接影响到我们的健康。
So sin actually affect directly to our health.
更重要的，最影响到我们的永生。
So most importantly, sin actually affect our internal life.
我常常拿一个钱，就问大家：你有没有这个钱？
Sometimes I using this coin and ask people, say, hey, do you have this coin?
在钱上面有一个话问我们，你要在哪里度过你的人生？
So on this coin, there is a word about where you want to spend your rest of your life.
如果你是一个无罪的，谁把你的罪赦免了，你要去天堂和他永远在一起。
So if the God forgive your sin, you will go to the heaven and live with him forever.
不过如果你有罪，你要去地狱，在那里永远受苦，永远不能够出来，永远不能够见到神。
So if you have sin, you will go to the hell and you will stay there forever. You cannot see God.
在罗马书告诉我们，有罪的人不能够上天堂。
In Book of Rome, tell us, if you have sin, you cannot go to the heaven.
把这个死成为他的结局。
So the death will eventually become your end.
所以有人说，我没有犯过罪。
But some people say, I never sin.
如果你没有犯过罪，你就不会死。
So if you never sin, you will not die.
所以你碰到一个人，他说他从来没有犯过罪，没有杀人，没有放火，没有欠人家钱不还，没有这个，没有那个，你就可以问他，你会不会死啊？
So some people say I never sin, never murder people, never cheat, never stealing, but you can ask him, will you die?
你如果承认你自己会死，就表明你还有罪。
So if you agree you will die one day, then that means you still have sin.
罗马书六章，希伯来书要告诉我们，九章告诉我说，人人都会死。
So in the book of Hebrew, chapter 9, tell us everybody will die.
如果我们要逃避这个死亡，永远的死亡，我们应该把我们的罪都向神认清楚、除去。
So if we want to avoid this internal death, we need to confess our sin and let God forgive our sin.
是的，有罪不是最可怕，因为有一个好消息。
So sin is not the worst news. There is a good news.
哦，在没有讲好消息之前，我要提醒大家，在民数记第十四章那个地方，这个圣经说告诉我们说，在这个摩西上这个记载这个说。耶和华不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱，赦免罪过和过犯，万不以有罪的为无罪。
So in Book of Numbers, chapter 14, where they tell us, verses 18, the Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love and forgiving sin and rebellion, yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished.
你千万不要以为 神会忽略掉我们的罪。
So don't even think about God will ignore our sin.
圣经清楚告诉我们说，神绝对不会有把说有罪当做无罪。
So in the Bible tell us God will does not leave the guilty unpunished.
所以在民数记23章32节那个地方记载，民数记23章32节说我们的罪必定要追上我们。
So, in the book of Numbers, chapter, I think 32, verses 23, but if you fail to do this, you will be sinning against the Lord, and you may be sure that your sin will find you out.
所以这英文有要让我再读一遍。他说：“You may be 不是。” You will be sure that your sin will find you out.
所以要知道你们的罪必追上你们。
你的罪必定要追上你。告诉我们说，谁不会忽略我们的罪？
So tell us God may forgive our sin.
如果我们有罪，我们没有办法去见神。
If we still have sin, we cannot face to face with God.
如果你以为你可以逃避这个在神的面前可以逃避这有罪的事情，你犯这个最大的错误。
So if you think God will ignore your sin, that's the biggest mistake.
我们每天做好多的事情，做很多的选择，
We all have a lot of choice. We do a lot of things.
什么罪我们都可以犯。
What kind of mistake we can make?
虽然神是慈爱，虽然神是怜悯的，但是仍然不会把我们有罪当做无罪。
Even though God is a mercy and forgiveness, but he will not leave the guilty unpunished.
我们把我每天的生活活得非常的热闹，
Yeah, we can live a very fancy life.
其中犯了很多的罪，我们都不看。
Yeah, we just ignore a lot of mistake thing.
因为我们不看，谁也不会看。
So you're thinking if we are ignore those thing, God will ignore those thing.
你不要这样以为，我们看这个，我在这个顺便提醒大家一下，我们这个是一个教会，
I want to remind everybody here, this is a church.
是主的身体，
It's the Lord's body.
是神的家，
It's a God's home.
是一个属天的一个有机体，
It's a heavenly body.
是一个生命，
Has a life.
所以，我每天做的事情，常常会犯罪得罪神。
So often we will make a mistake and make God sad.
看到我们恩典堂活得红红火火的，
Yeah, if we see our Grace Church, sometimes it's very, active.
不是说我们有错，看大家这个在网上放的这些照片啊，姐妹们很开心的，这个好多。做了好多事情啊！
Not, I'm here not saying this is wrong. Sometimes I see a lot of activity in the network, in the social media, a lot of pictures.
不要忘记，这个教会是主的教会。
Don't forget that this is Lord's Church.
我们做什么事情不得罪神，不就是完全好了？
So not it's not perfect if we only not offend Lord.
我们做事情。做活动都不邀请神来参加，这个就是个罪。
So sometimes we have activity, not even invite Lord join us. That is a sin.
圣经说，如果你知道善不去行，这就是你的罪。
So in the Bible tell us if you have a nice thing not to do, that's a sin.
所以我们做任何的事情，我们都要三思而后行。
So we need to be careful. We need to think through everything we want to do.
我们所做的，谁和我们一起做吗？
So we all the activity we need to think about if God with us.
如果我们做了很多事情，神不在里头。我不要参加。
So if we have a lot of activity without God, we are Lord with us, I suggest we're not join those.
神眼睛是雪亮的，
God know everything.
人看不见，神都看见。
Sometimes even people cannot observe, but God will know.
所以我们。在世上做人要非常的小心。
So we need to be very, very careful in our life in church.
圣经里面充满的例子，告诉我们谁怎么样恨恶人的罪。
So there are a lot of examples in the Bible tell us God is very hate the sin.
告诉我们很多的个人的例子。告诉我们以色列人的例子，
To tell us a lot of example of individual, also the Israel.
不要硬着景象，说我不怕。
So not to be hardened, and you say I don't care.
我不要害怕。
You need to be scared.
神是公义的神呐，
God is a it has just justice.
所以要非常的小心。
Be very, very careful.
但是谁告诉我们好消息啊？
But also, God gave us good news.
我们的罪可以得到赦免。
Sin can be forgiven.
我们向神承认我们的罪。谁要赦免我们一切的罪，洗净我们一切的不义？
So we confess our sin to Lord. The Lord will forgive our sin.
这在约翰一书1章9节。
So in the first John chapter 1 verses 7 to 9.
罗马书5章1节告诉我们说，我们是因为相信耶稣基督而被称为义，因信称义。
In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through the faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以，虽然我们犯了罪，但是如果我们向神承认我们罪，他要除去我们罪，赦免我们的罪。
So even though we sin against the Lord, if we confess, He will forgive us and forgive our sin.
还有一个更好的消息啊，
There are even better news.
就是说，当我们没有罪了，我们每一天可以过一个丰盛的生活，过一个得胜的生活。
So once we get rid of our sin, we can live a abounding and a victorious life.
这个在约翰福音第10章10节里头告诉说，耶稣基督来，他是好牧人，他要赐给我们丰盛的生命。
So in the book of John, chapter 10, verses 10, so the tell us Jesus have come that may have life and have it to the full.
在哥林多前书15章57到58这个地方告诉我们说，我们不但是有一个丰盛的生命，我们可以过一个得胜的生命。
So in the First Corinthians, chapter 15, verse.
不再被罪所捆绑。
So the chapter in the chapter verses 57 to 58. But thanks to be to Lord God, He gave us a victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters,
让我们的生命不再被罪、被魔鬼所控制。
Where life is not controlled by the sin anymore.
所以，我每天要检查我们自己的生命，我们是谁的仆人？我们是属谁的人？
So every day we need to examine our life.
我们是谁的儿女呢？还是魔鬼的儿女？
So we need to examine if we are the children of the Lord or the children of evil.
我们有谁赐予我们的自由呢？还是要活在这个罪恶的黑暗里头？
So do we have a freedom from Lord, or we control by the darkness?
这是非常非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
千万不要以为谁看不见，谁不知道。
So don't even think about a God cannot see and he doesn't know.
如果我们有得罪谁的地方，向谁求饶恕？
If you have a sin against the Lord, please confess to the Lord.
他会饶恕我们，赦免我们的罪。
He will forgive our sin.
让我们再一次可以和他和好。
Yeah, let's reconciliate with Lord again.
千万千万不要以为你犯了罪，没有人知道，谁就不知道。
Please don't even think about if you have a sin, nobody know. God not doesn't know.
但愿有一天我们在天堂。仍然彼此见面了。
I wish one day we will meet in the heaven.
不要有任何的人被神所撇下来。
So no one, I wish no one will abandon by Lord.
让我们一起来祷告了。
Let's pray together.
天父啊，我们要感谢你。
Dear Lord, thank you.
谢谢你的恩典，
Thanks your grace.
谢谢你的救恩，
Thank your salvation.
谢谢你的应许。
Thank your promise.
你说我们如果向你承认我们自己的罪，你是信实的，是公义的。
So you told us if we confess our sin, you are a mercy and a justified.
你要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们的不义。
You will forgive our sin, cleansing our unrighteousness.
主啊，求你怜悯我们，听我们的祷告。
Please have mercy with us and listen to our prayer.
让我们有个习惯，每天在你面前承认我们的罪。
Let's confess our sin in front of you every day.
让我们过一个圣洁的生活。
Let's have a holy life.
等候你的再来。
Until you comes.
感谢主，赞美主。
Thanks, Lord.
荣耀归给你。
All the glory belong to you.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.